Hello, and welcome to the commentary for The Adventures of Young Igor Jones. My name's Andrew Cocker, and I'm one of the directors of this film. With me to discuss the film, I have one of the writers, Andrew Cocker. Hello, how's it going? I also have the actor who played Igor Jones, Mr. Andrew Cocker. G'day, how's it going, Andrew? Nice to see you again. I also have the fight choreographer, Andrew Cocker. G'day, how's it going? Nice to see you again. One of the most acclaimed features of this film, aside from the stunning special effects, was that it was filmed entirely on location at Tom's house. Yes, Andrew, that's right. As the writer of this film, I like to think of the changing of locations in each film as part of the echoing of certain themes. Because as the writers, we like to think of the saga structure and themes as a musical piece. The Igor saga is, in a way, symphonic in nature. We have certain musical frames that we are purposely repeating, in a different key, but still repeating. That's very thought-provoking, Andrew. Directorially, to me, this Benny Hill-style scene feels the weakest of the piece, and I would have liked to cut it out of the film. As the actor for Igor, what techniques do you use to stay in character, especially for this movie's extended filming schedule? Well, I kept my sword with me at all times, and I used it as part of my character. You see, the sword is essential to Igor's character, and he and the sword are like one. The sword is part of him, so by keeping it, it always constantly reminds me. If I could just interrupt you for a moment. The announcer's comment here is actually an attempt at a joke, and not crappy directing, as some people have insinuated. I'd like to say this is some of the finest fight choreography I've seen in a film. Why, thank you. It's some of my best work to date, and I had the chance to work with one of the most talented stuntsmen in the industry. I studied kendo a long time to learn most of these sword techniques, and it's really paid off. In this scene, you can really see the fear in Quentin's eyes. It's amazing how he brought his character to life. It's a shame we had to cut out the scene just before Quentin runs away. It really added to his character. I imagine it'll be on the extended DVD version of this film. In this fight scene, you can really see the control of the fight shift between the two characters, as each one uses different fighting styles to counter the other. The wardrobe department really spared no expense when it came to this film. These are some of the most elaborate costumes I have seen, and some of the characters change costume quite frequently. You've managed to steal pay homage to quite a few films in this fight sequence. Yes, most people have quite short memories, and you can often pass off other people's work as your own. Especially if you change some of the key elements, like switching spinach to Milo, for instance. I'd like to compliment you again on this fantastic swordplay in this film. It's incredible. I'm just blown away. This move coming up, where Igor dodges the sword thrust and knocks Peter Parker backwards, where did that come from? Oh, I can't remember. Some crappy film. This choice of music was very appropriate, we felt, and I particularly like this upcoming line here. And what a stunning move to finish the film with. I've always felt that a fight sequence is the best way to end the film. It really wraps things up into a neat little package. Ah, the credits. I particularly like the ones that feature my name. Now, is there any last thing you'd like to say about this film, Andrew? Yes, there is just one thing. Lesbios! Lesbios!